Hey, what's up, everybody? I want to welcome you all to the Type 88 show, where we talk to people about how they turn their dreams into reality. And something that I really enjoy is talking to teams. And these two are an amazing team on and off business and in real life. So I've known this young man for almost 2 decades now, and I've literally watched his smile grow bigger and bigger. And now that he's with the love of his life, following his dreams, I haven't seen your smile this big, man. And you've always been a big smiler.
Always,
So
but yeah, definitely bigger now for sure.
I want to just welcome Richie and Brittany to the Type 88 show. So welcome.
Thank
Thanks, Dave.
you.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having us.
It's always great to talk to people out there living their best life and really making things a reality. And it's just been inspiring, just going on your page, and I've literally seen your growth for quite a while. And now here, maybe you could tell us where you are right now, because I know a few months ago you were in New York City, now you're somewhere else.
Yeah, so we're in Georgia. Just bought a house. Moved in October 1st. So my wife is pregnant. We're expecting our first child
In
in
February.
February. So a little
Wow.
Valentine's baby. Yeah, so we bought a house. We're doing real estate in New York City and also doing it in Georgia still. So it's been a trip. It's been fun.
Yeah, we've been in the business now for going on like almost six years, like
Yeah.
5, 6 years, somewhere in that in between stage,
Yeah.
which has been really awesome. And now to be like licensed in multiple states with a team like underneath us still in New York, and just building our own team with the two of us here. It's been really kind of a whirlwind, but it's been
It's
awesome.
been life-changing for sure, to say the very
Wow.
least. Real estate changed our lives. I mean,
Yeah.
for the million times the better. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
Wow. So I always like doing this. So like maybe we could go back just a little bit, because right now you've really come a long way, and you're making big moves, and we just heard about one of them. So maybe we could kind of just bring it back just a little bit to
Yeah.
maybe where, how'd you even meet? How'd you even
Yeah.
connect?
Okay. So I'll give you the Cliff Note version of how we met. It's a story, but before real estate, we both were in the restaurant industry in Manhattan. We actually worked at a Bobby Flay restaurant in Midtown. I was serving and I walked in and I saw her behind the bar shaking her drink, and I'm like, okay. I was like, I like this girl. She's a beauty, and Brittany is also an actor. She does musical theater and film and TV. And she had booked a show, so I didn't know that she was leaving for 6 months. And I was like, a week later, she's gone, And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I kind of like that girl,
Wow.
And 6 months later, I walk back into the restaurant, and there she is, She's shaking the drink again. I'm like, no way. And all the people at the restaurant knew I liked her, so they told her. I had no guts. I couldn't ask her out. I don't know what it is. You know me, I can talk to anybody anytime. I froze. I just couldn't ask her out. So she asked me out.
Wow.
We went out for
Yep.
a drink. We hung out till like 4:30 in the morning that night, and then that was it. Never separated, essentially.
Wow. So
Yeah.
did you know each other before that, or did you meet for the first time?
Oh, we met
First
at the
at the
restaurant. Yeah.
restaurant for the first time. Yeah, I would
Yep.
sneak her like little rolls and butter and stuff, just like
He would write me notes on the drink tickets.
Yeah, I would like edit a drink and I'd be like, you're so cute, or like all that stuff. And eventually it worked. I wore it down.
Well,
That's
it was
awesome.
crazy too, because when I was leaving, when I was gone on my, so I was doing like a 6 month national tour, for like this musical, and while I was on the road is actually when I decided that I wanted to start doing real estate, because I didn't really like the restaurant was actually becoming a little bit inflexible in terms of scheduling, and when I was like really auditioning heavily, that was becoming frustrating for me. And so I was like, okay, I think I need to maybe find a different job. And a friend of mine was like, oh, I think you'd be really good at real estate. And I'm like, well, it's funny because both my parents are real estate agents and I have no interest in
Oh.
doing that. And I was like, not about it at all, actually.
And I did not want to do real estate either, because I rented places in Manhattan. I hated all my realtors. I was like, these people
Yeah.
are slimy.
And so like it, you know, it took me like a little bit of convincing kind of to like get my license, but I decided, you know what, like, I'm just going to give it a shot. Like, I heard it's kind of different in New York anyway. So I started doing my classes when I was actually on the road for the show. And so I wasn't initially planning to like go back to the restaurant because I was going to just like jump right into doing real estate. But they called me and offered me my job back like a couple weeks before. And I was like, well, you know, maybe it makes sense to like go back for a little while. And I guess like, thank God I did, because that's how we ended up like connecting and like hitting it off. So like, it was definitely meant to be, for sure.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It wasn't that long. I mean, I think I was back at the restaurant for maybe 4 months at the longest. Mm-hmm. And then I was like already doing really well in real estate. And so I felt good enough that I could quit. And at that time, you know, I was kind of like pushing on him. I was like, hey, you know, you should like do this. Like, it's so fun. Like, I think you'd really like it. And he was like, no, I don't want to do that.
9 or 10 months of her like convincing me and me like holidays, because I was still in the restaurant industry, so you can't take
off. He was still working Christmas and all these
days. I know.
I was literally miserable. I mean, you know me.
So miserable.
The smile that you see was probably like 2 years of like no smile. I was like,
wow.
No, he was very dark.
Super depressed. It was like really depressed up until I started doing real estate.
Wow.
And it was a life changer, man. Like, when I tell you, I don't know where I would be without it.
It took like definitely a long time to like get him to do it, and he ended up actually even leaving that first restaurant, working at a second restaurant that he still hated. Yep. And I was like, okay, like, you need to do this with me. And he started seeing like how well I was doing and just how much, you know, a lot of like the beauty in working for yourself is getting to like set your own schedule and pick your own hours and decide when you want to work and everything. And that was something I think that finally kind of like did it for Richie was one. And just like being able to work with me too, I think being like, oh, like I already love spending time with you. Like, you'll teach me what to do. Like, you know, and so then, you know, come like by the time he got licensed and everything, it was like almost a year later, a little bit less then.
Yep.
And then we were working together. And so I started kind of just like training him in everything that I knew. And, you know,
it was a crazy entry. I started over the summer. The summer is the busiest market, especially in Manhattan. You have a lot of students coming in, a lot of like people that are from work coming in. So I started when I was 30. I was legit paycheck to paycheck my whole entire life. I started real estate within that first year. I was able to get her an engagement ring. And I haven't looked back. So it's crazy. That's why the smiles ear to ear right now.
But it's been really great.
That's
because
amazing.
You know, real estate is one of those businesses where if you're doing the right things, like, even though you might start a little bit slower, if you're kind of like staying consistent with it, you can really like double your business every year. And so like, that was kind of a model that we ended up following, which was really great. You know, mm-hmm. we kind of focused our business on like more the rental side that was really high volume.
We closed about like 200 rentals a year, in Manhattan.
Wow.
Yeah. But it wasn't always that many, you know, so it slower and like, you know, you have to really start learning like all of the buildings and, you know, just meeting more people and then getting those referrals and keeping that business that's coming in and stuff. So, I think that like,
it was exciting,
it takes time, you know, it doesn't just happen overnight, but like us being able to help each other and work off of each other and like, even just share in the frustrations in the business and that sort of thing, yeah. Like having someone who understands that and is also going through it, you know?
Yeah, it made the day-to-day a lot easier. And it was fun, you know? I mean, you get to look at these crazy apartments in New York City, you know? You're just like, you have a key to everywhere you want to see. So you're looking at rentals that are like $20,000 and you're like, that's insane. I'm never going to have it. You know,
$20,000 a month.
Yeah, $20,000
a month. Yeah,
yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Windows overlooking the park. And we like got to like tour those things, you know, rent them out. It's like very fun. It was just,
I think it's just so cool that, you know, you had each other during that time. Because a lot of the time we're in our dream, we're pursuing something, and we're kind of like the only child a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like absolutely. The firstborn only child.
Yeah.
For a long time, you know?
Exactly,
and
right.
Yeah.
it was just a blessing that you had, you know, your lady right there who killing it, who was, you know, had experience and was, kind of learned lessons along the way.
Yeah, she, yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's
she,
huge.
Yeah, she was my inspiration. She still is every day. She is the most hardworking person I've ever met. And she drives me every day to be better. And I am where I am because of her, for sure.
That's just beautiful. That's, and it, and I think it's even cooler too. You're kind of seeing success too. You know, the market that you were in, you told me you were looking at these homes and you were seeing these views and you were kind of in like a Costco of like success where they give out all the samples, but you're like, check this space out. And then it's so cool when you could actually touch someone that is out there killing it, whether it's just you're helping them rent a home or sell a home.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely right.
Or your best friend's dad who owns 17 homes. You know what I mean? Like just being able to be around something that gives you kind of a glimpse. Cause a lot of us we're born and we see what we see based on what people show us or what's told to us sometimes, you know, it's sometimes hard to break out of that box. So
absolutely right.
Yeah. We definitely get to like work with so many different like kinds of people from all different walks of life, from all different jobs.
And there's
like
just nothing better than the reviews and just seeing how happy they are. We've had people literally like crying in the apartment, like so happy that we got them these places, you know? And it's just like, just incredible, you know? I mean, like,
makes it worth it.
Yeah. It, like you said, you like really get to see like the instant gratification essentially, right? Like you did a really hard job and did your work and it paid off and people are so happy and you're just like, this is amazing.
Like another thing that we recently, I mean, kind of recently and within the past 2 years, I would say, is that we kind of went outside of what our norm is and we ended up helping our chiropractor get a commercial space. And one of the coolest things about that was he really wanted to start his own chiropractic business. He was working with a different, you know, company before, and now he wanted to like start his
branch out.
And so we helped him find his space. And obviously we're still like regular customers of his and such as well.
And very good friends.
And
now.
And yeah, he's become a good friend of ours, but just getting to see like his business grow and expand. And I mean, he's just blown up and his business is so successful now. And like, it all started with a space, you know, like an empty space that he, like that we found for him
and trusted us.
And
you
that
know,
was and really cool.
Yeah. And his business is through the roof. I mean, if you ever need a chiropractor, I got you. We got
Very good to know.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. But that's probably, it's one of our favorite stories for sure.
Yeah.
That's just beautiful. Cause you know, people are moving into a home. Yep. And home is, that's where they say where the heart is. And it's
exactly.
True. It's, you spend so much time there.
It's such an important purchase.
I'm in the process of just trying to find something in New York.
Nice.
And it's just, so it's such a sentimental process. Like even the situations where it doesn't make, it's not right. Or, you know, it's not the right spot. I still almost remember everything so vividly. Of course it's recently. But like it's such a meaningful process and
it
like it's the biggest probably purchase I'm ever gonna make.
Ever. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Right. And to have someone that you can trust that can help you along that way is obviously so key, you know, because you have some brokers and some realtors out there that
they're just looking to
make deals and go, you know what I mean? Where like we pride ourselves on doing the right thing and never having a bad review and always having people happy with how we end it, you know. I'll tell somebody flat out, I can't help you with this, you know? And like,
you're better off
to go and try and help them just so I can get money in my pocket. I'm like, well, I think you should go this route because it's better for you. In the long run, that's better, you know? And then you get the referrals and that's how you build a lasting business as opposed to just these meaningless deals, you know?
Yeah, man. It's so true. I'm all about really just, you know, thinking in 20 years from now. What am I doing? Of course, so much could change. Someone's will change, but it's like the decisions we're making right now are going to impact us in 10 years. Like the 46-year-old noodles. I want to thank the 36-year-old noodles.
Yep.
Because of things I'm doing now and not be
up.
Like, oh, and of course I'll look back too and be like, oh, noodles, you know, you maybe slept a little too long. You should have woke up at 5 instead of 6. You know, something. But
you're a hustler, man. I can't. You wear many hats.
I'm grateful to make them. So
that's amazing.
But it's, I just, you know, it's really cool just seeing and hearing your stories. How was the process of finding your home? Because, you know, you're pretty much jumping from a whole new state and you're in a whole new town and a whole new everything.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in Staten Island, I call it the land of I got a guy. Oh, I got a guy that could do this. Oh, my guy does plumbing. Oh, I got a guy who prints shirts.
Always got a guy.
But when we're in this, it's kind of like the Moore High School of New York, almost. Like everyone knows everyone.
True.
2 degrees separation. And now you just take a big jump. How did you even make that decision? And how did you even come to that?
Well, the pandemic was a big part of it.
Yeah, we were living in 700 square feet in Midtown Manhattan. Crime was getting wild. Just the way that it was trending was just kind of not where we wanted to be.
Yeah, we were actually planning to buy in New York prior to COVID happening. And we actually were like looking at like some one or two bedrooms.
We had offers in on places. Like, we're staying in New York.
And it was like right around the time that everything was happening. And we were really unsure of, you know, our, like what was going to happen with our jobs when they were saying that people couldn't really like work and stuff. And we didn't know what was going to happen with the market, where we were like, okay, we were going to buy a place, but we knew probably at some point we'd start a family and we'd want to get a house somewhere else. So we were like, you know, we still wanted to invest in New York, but we just weren't sure, you know, like of the timeline of everything. Yeah. So we decided not to buy there, and it ended up being a really good decision.
And we like talked about it, you know, we kind of, her best friend who is giving birth either today or tomorrow, her maid of honor, they're like, they're best friends. And, you know, she's from Georgia originally, her parents are here. And she told us about it. We came out, we visited, we loved it. We saw what the house is, what we can get for our money. You know, and we're like, okay, well, when we get down there, we're like, we'll try to have a family and all that stuff. You know, world works mysterious ways, and we got pregnant a little earlier than we thought. We're like, maybe we'll make the move sooner rather than later. And we're sitting on our couch and we're looking at houses, you know, like how everyone does,
well,
right?
We had come out here for a wedding prior to that. And we were like, oh, let's just like browse around. Like, we knew like it wasn't going to happen probably till the end of our lease, which was still like a year out. And we were like, let's just like see what's going on. So we like looked at some places, but nothing like serious at the time.
And the market here is
wild.
Like, you're getting like 20 plus offers in homes, right? So you have to really be super competitive. And her best friend's aunt, we in our mind, we were like, we're gonna come out here, we're gonna represent ourselves, because we're gonna
get our license here, no big deal,
and we're gonna do it. And then we're sitting at home and we just fell in love with this house. Like, it had everything we ever wanted in a house. We're like, that's in our budget. That's
actually
below.
And we had been looking, and we hadn't even seen anything like it. Like, it was like a dream.
So we called up her best friend's aunt, who does real estate here. And we're like, I need you to help us. Like, we're like, you have to help us, just whatever it takes. And, you know, this family took our offer, and it was like,
wow,
it's a blessing.
It was really,
things meant to be. And
really crazy.
We actually closed April 1st. They needed, the people that were selling here needed a place to stay while their new house was getting built. And we had a lease still in Manhattan, so we're like, this works perfectly. You stay. We still have, you know, we still have time in New York. We actually got our apartment rented in New York because we still had until May. We left that. We got somebody to take our place. Nice. And we came here October 1st. We made the drive down, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, it all really, like, worked out, like, very crazy. Because at the time, we were like, I don't know how we are going to make this work, because if they want someone immediately, like, we can't do that. We have like a year left on our lease. Like, I don't know how, like, we had things going on in the city, like planned for a while. So we were
so
like,
much,
I don't know how we make it work, but like, I think we'll kick ourselves if we don't at least try. So
we just let go. And we're like, whatever happens, happens, right? Whatever's meant to be is going to be for us. And thankfully they took the place. I mean, the homeowners actually wrote us a letter, and they were like,
we wrote them a letter
talking about us, and they wrote us a letter back, and we're like, we're so happy like to accept your offer, and like, we like can't wait for your family to raise them here. You know, it was just very cool. And it's our dream house. I have a half a basketball court in the backyard, so when you come visit, I gotta get my revenge.
A jacuzzi.
That's fire.
It's a sweet spot. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a dream. It really was. It was like the fact that it's reality. I still walk around my house sometimes. I'm like, I think this is mine.
It's really crazy.
It's nuts. It's really, it's
and amazing. Just seeing like how challenging the market is out here in general for like most people are putting in offers on multiple houses and losing out and stuff. Like that's kind of what we were like anticipating. So we knew to come in really aggressive. Obviously being in the industry, I think helped us because knew like, you know, we had our expectations set that we were going to have to like offer over ask and put all these special stipulations in the contract and stuff. So like, thankfully we knew, but we also were very grateful that we like used an agent here just because there also is a lot that's different here that we've had to become accustomed to with the contracts and with the inspection process and things that just don't happen in New York.
It's a whole different world here. Like in New York, when you sell something, especially in Manhattan, it could take 6-7 months to close, which is like wild. We had an offer accepted on this house in Georgia and we closed within
less than a like, month, yeah, 3 weeks, like 3 weeks.
So it was like, it's just so much more fast paced here, which is amazing. Right. It's like, it was a whirlwind. It really was. It was like, I can't believe this is happening. We're going to go for it and just hope for the best. And now we're loving life. You know, we have a little dog.
She loves
She's
the backyard.
So happy here.
It's beautiful.
I was able to get a car, which is awesome. I haven't driven in New York. I don't have to drive in Manhattan. Yeah. Like, taxis, Ubers, subways, you know, it's just what my life was for 16 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been wild.
Yeah, having a car is really nice.
We got our first car from New York to here, which is awesome. So.
So cool.
Very cool.
And that's just, you know, I think that's just, you know, you being not afraid and you really just bet on yourself.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Because we don't really know anybody else out here besides our like couple of friends.
Yeah.
And we're going to kill it.
You can make it in New York. You know that. Like, you make it in New York, make it anywhere. So we bet on ourselves. We hustle. We really, you know, we work really hard to get what we got. You know, it was a struggle. It's a struggle. You have to embrace those struggles. And that's what leads you, you know.
Yeah, it's still scary. Like sometimes it's still like there's still unknowns, you know. But we're also thankful. You know, it's always about getting to like that next step. You know, like you're never. I feel like we never feel like we arrive. You know, like there's always more that
we want. Yeah,
you can
especially with we have a baby boy on the way, which you know is it's beautiful, it's crazy, man. Yeah. It's really it's exciting. It's all good things.
That's beautiful. So you're working together as a couple.
Yeah.
Yep.
In life and then in business.
Yeah.
Yep.
So how important is communication
for you? Oh my gosh.
Everything. It is. Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people ask us like, oh, how do you work with her and then live with her? And you spend all your time.
Literally
with her,
we spend 24/7 together. And like truly, like that's
my answer
not
is
a
always,
joke.
My answer is always the same. And it's, she's my best friend. I wouldn't want to spend time with anybody else. Right. Like if you don't have that person, then maybe you're in the wrong situation. You know, like I can spend every moment with her and some people can't work together and that's fine. I get it.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
But what I'm bad at, she's great at and vice versa. You know, we complement each other super well. We know our strengths. We also know our weaknesses, you know? So it helps that she is such, like you said, such a great communicator. Like before I met her, walls up, I shut down, you know, I can't be vulnerable. You can't do any of that stuff. You know, it's just how I grew up. That's how I was raised. It's just, it was so foreign to me. And you know, over the last 6 years, just to see how much
chip away at the walls,
how much growth I've had, and how easy it is to open up and to feel things where like it was just, you know, everything was like nothing and nothing mattered. And I was like, whatever. And now, I mean, the communication has been just incredible. It's why we are so tight and why we are the way we are.
Yep. And he's like definitely helped me to like be okay with slowing down sometimes and just learning that like it's okay to not be like, I'm like really crazy like when it comes to hard work, like I just don't stop like ever. So he's actually like really helped me to probably like not have a heart attack at like 40 because
you embrace, you know, embrace like, the calm,
taught me to like enjoy enjoy also like some of the success that we have, because I think that a lot of times I don't take the time to like stop, you know, if we like close a couple of deals, I'm like, okay, well, on to the next one. Like,
it'll
whatever.
Be a day.
You know? Like, he's like, wait, this is great. Like, we should celebrate.
She's
that.
Like, she's like, oh, we got 5 deals approved today. And I'm like, and she's like, all right, what are we doing next? I'm like, celebrating.
Right.
Like,
we're going to have like,
myself a pair of sneakers or something. I'm like, 5 deals. But like, yeah, no, she's definitely been appreciating.
But that's good. And like, and people, I think, noticed that that has just also like led to us having like a happier life, because I'm naturally more of like a stressed out person, like high anxiety and stuff. And that has like allowed me
I've taken
to be
that off
and much more calm.
And she's helped me to work a little bit harder, because I am that calm guy where sometimes I'm like, oh, I closed a couple deals, taking a week off. And she's like, yeah, maybe not.
I feel
she's like, 2 days, not a week. And I'm like, that makes sense. So it's a give and take.
It's been a
like
good
every relationship, but it's a great balance. Yeah. It really is.
That's beautiful. That's just so cool.
I also very I think happy. It's just been great being in like a relationship driven business, because sure. I think that people kind of gravitate towards the fact that, you know, like we do love each other so much, and that just shows like in our relationship. And I think that that makes people like also just want to work with you, because they're like, oh, these people are fun, and like they obviously have a good thing going, like they trust each other so much, I can trust them.
Yeah,
like
a sense of comfortability too,
and like
right?
security and stuff. And so, you know, not only do we see a lot of these people as clients, but a lot of these clients have become our friends. And so, you know, not obviously not everybody, but
had
a lot
people
of people become your friends,
cook dinner
cool.
for us, and that we've gotten to be really tight with. And it's been awesome. It's been really, yeah, it's very, yeah, it's just amazing.
And I think like even just personality wise, we both bring like different things to the table too. So when you're like working with another couple or somebody else, you know, he might gravitate towards one person more, like mesh with their personality more, and I might mesh with somebody else. And so that's also like been helpful in our business too, where it's like, oh, well, you take the lead on this person. Like yeah. you obviously like have so much in common with them, and like, or I'll take the lead on this person. And so just having those things where, you know, it just like naturally kind of makes sense for exactly. one person to maybe take the lead on one thing.
I'm like, oh, I think
other.
He had a Knicks shirt on. I got this guy, you know,
yeah.
like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's
oh, yeah. No, it's been nice. It's been, yeah.
I've been saying, of course, you know, pandemic really brought it to my attention, but the relationships that we have with people are like the real currency, you know, just
sure.
having people in our lives. You know, just people we could talk to, people we could count on.
We're blessed.
Yep.
And I of course I've always realized it, but as you know, as you see, the world's so fast, we're thinking about the next thing.
Absolutely.
We may be eating lunch, someone may call us, we're like, oh, why are they calling us? And it's like, but then it's cool to think the slow down vibe, oh wait, let's pause for a minute and let's just say hi to this person, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I kind of see the I think I'm a little bit of both of you guys, you know, just because
yeah.
I'm always thinking about the next thing, but then I'm like trying to calm down too. It's interesting, but
the balance, it's
a balance. It really is about balance.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You're always got something new going on. I love seeing it, man.
it's just so cool, you know, hearing about all this. Maybe you could kind of talk about the process of someone, you know, they want to find a home. How long does that normally take? How many homes do people look at? Is it like, do they keep swinging?
Usually like, around, yes. Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, in this market, especially in Georgia, you can write up to 7-8 offers on different homes. You know, we try to pride ourselves on making that number closer to 3 or 4. As long as you're giving the right information and being as upfront and honest with the, with your clients and setting expectations, you know, you could really, it can be a one and done. You know, if you're afraid to talk about what needs to be done and you want to just, you know, be nice and soft, you know, like, oh, no, I think we can offer below, you can't offer below ask, right? So you have to like really be firm with a lot of these people and telling them what they kind of need and guide them. So.
And even in New York, I mean, there was definitely a time where Like the market dipped like significantly in the city, and like prices went way down, and like there was like kind of a mass exodus. I mean, things were pretty low, but I mean, now it is totally rebounded. People that think that they can still come in and get deals, they don't exist anymore. I mean, prices, like sales are prices going higher dropped. Than they are. What?
They had dropped like 15 years ago. That's how the prices.
Yeah. Like it was
except
like
these landlords, like so long to get their prices up. And then as soon as the pandemic
for
hit,
rentals. Yeah. But even for sales,
sales
like now are up higher than like they have been for the last couple years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are still like, you know, we do a lot of work in Upper Manhattan and there's still some like deals to be found, but in terms of like some of the more popular neighborhoods, like downtown, Upper West, all this stuff, like, you can't find, I mean, like, yeah, prices are up again. Like it just is what it is. The city definitely has come back in terms of pricing.
One thing that I think sets us apart, at least, you know, I'm sure there's a handful of people that do, but we will sit down with these people before we even take them out. And I want to know everything about you. I want to know what you're looking for. How many bedrooms can you deal with? If you can't do a three, can you do a large two? Why do you want a large two? Why do you, you know, like, is the third bedroom an office? Like all these questions, right? You have a huge list. So you narrow and pinpoint. And I'm only going to show you places that I know when you walk into the door, you're going to love it, right? I'm not here to waste anybody's time. I would hate drag. I would hate being dragged to 12 different places and then 10 of them being like, I would never live there. They didn't even listen to me, right? Or they didn't even ask me what I wanted. Yeah. So, you know, that's a big thing. So as long as you're doing that the correct way, you know, you really shouldn't have to show too many places.
And making sure that people also understand, like, the legalities of everything that goes into it. And if you're not the person to handle that, like connecting them with the right people. So like, for instance, in Georgia, like we write up the contracts. So like sitting down and going through the standard contracts with them, making sure they understand, like, you know, what happens with your escrow deposit, what happens with these timelines for your, yeah, exactly.
We're in New York.
In New York, the lawyers kind of handle everything. But okay, let me refer you to a great lawyer because they could make or break the deal here. Or, you know, let me refer you to a great lender because these people are who's going to actually get you approved versus not approved. And, you know, things like that. So it's not always just, it's certainly not always just finding the house. You know, there's a lot more moving parts that go into it. Yeah. And even like the rental, like understanding, okay, what's the lease agreement? What does it mean? You know, you probably can't get out of your lease if you want to do X, Y, Z. Like, you know, there's a lot of like, you know, regulations that goes behind like all of the contract work and just making sure that people understand that, because most average people don't just read contracts every day.
Yeah. And, I mean, in the beginning, at least when we first started, it was very, we ran around like crazy. We took any person who wanted to rent something and we didn't ask any questions. We're like, this could potentially be money. Let's run around and show them 50 places. And then they'd be like, I found something else and somebody else. You're like, cool. So, you know, it was a lot of that in the beginning. And luckily enough, we solidified incredible relationships with a bunch of different landlords in New York. And once you solidify those relationships, they give you listings. Once you have those listings, it's guaranteed money. So that's kind of where we transformed. We don't really do a lot of like the run around and hustle in New York as much anymore. It's a different hustle. You know, now we have all the relationships. So we go out, we take the pictures, we get them virtually staged, we make sure the apartments look pretty and nice. And
making sure the marketing is correct in terms of price point and like, just making sure you really know the market, because everything is based off of price at this point.
Yeah, and but it's allowed us to expand. I mean, the fact that we can keep our business in New York and we're in Georgia right now, you know, we have a team of people that help us. But it's, yeah, it's just having the landlord relationships where they trust us. They know that we know what we're doing. It's been great because, you know, it's nice to have that second income from a different place.
That's a blessing.
And it's a quick flight. It's like literally like an hour and a half flight in the same time zone. So it's like, if we have to bounce back and forth, it's like,
yeah, we've done
so
it.
Easy.
We've done it twice so far where we came the same day. We just
can
flew
fly
there,
back
flew
and forth
back.
In one day. It's like very
easy. Yeah. Like we get home, you know, we get back before three, you take an early flight and you're home. Really? It's
that's cool. Not,
yeah. It's been awesome. Especially because all my family's there. So
it's crazy. I look at some of these listings and the photos are upside down.
Oh my God.
They literally look like they had a house party like last year.
So bad.
Yeah, there's like potato phones.
And I'm like, there's one photo. I'm like, it's like swipe left. I'm done.
Right.
Exactly right. Yep.
I can't. even yeah. deal with that?
Oh, it's we have wide angle cameras, we have professional staging. We literally
360 degree videos.
It's an investment, tours. You know, but you invest in yourself and you know you're gonna get this rented, right? We're gonna do the right thing, and we know that doing these few steps gets it rented quicker than, you know, a lot of other people will. So
well, and the pandemic also changed a lot for us too, just in the sense that for such a period of time, we actually weren't allowed to like show in person at all. And so basically so much of the industry changed where people were renting apartments or buying apartments or whatever based off of the videos. And mm-hmm. so you really uh-huh. had to have like the agents that had the best marketing were the ones that survived, because we had that technology where we were doing walkthrough videos, 360 degree virtual reality tours, like all of the photos, you know, floor plans, having all that information so that people felt good that they could rent an apartment without seeing it in person. And yeah. I think that huge. Has kind of changed the game quite a lot for because sure. a lot of people are still doing that. Even people that are moving now, like maybe they left New York, they're moving back to New York, or they might, or vice versa, maybe they're leaving the city, they need to rent out their apartment, whatnot, students coming in for
but
school.
But just taking those videos and having all those 360 stuff made people feel comfortable to rent a place where they look another listing and it's just pictures. And you're like, oh, is it real? Like,
right.
you
is
know,
it real?
Like, what's going on? We have three different verification forms essentially, right? We're like, here's the walkthrough video. Here's the 360 degree. And here's the pictures
the
that match up everything else in
the
video, the you know?
Plan, like-
So, you know, it's a lot, but it's what you have to do. And, you know, we got a call the other week, actually, another landlord. We're like, you know, you have a ton of properties up in the upper Manhattan. You know, can we give you some exclusives? And it's crazy, but we kind of turned it down. You know, we have a lot of listings right now and we're like, I don't know if they're gonna listen to our pricing. So crazy enough, we turned down, you know, what you would think is kind of like free money essentially. And we're like, if we don't feel a vibe with people, we can't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like
you
they
know?
Weren't they weren't yeah. open to like listening to our, you know, feedback on pricing and what we thought, you know, like they needed to do in terms of like lease length or even their qualifications for what they wanted in tenants, you know, for like some of their units. I'm like, that's going to be really challenging to find.
New York is wild with their credentials. Yeah. Like you have to, I'm sure you know too, but especially in Manhattan, you have to make 40 times the monthly rent. So on a $2,000 apartment, you have to show you make $80,000 and you have to have credit like in the
7,000 a year. Okay. I was
like, rent a $2,000 apartment. You're like, well, I could do that with way less, you know what I mean? But you won't get approved, which is like crazy, you know? And then guarantors to say if they're like, okay, my mom will come on, or, you know, like my friend will come on. They have to make 80 times the rent. So you have to have a guarantor that makes $160,000 for a $2,000 apartment.
That.
And like, that's hard to find, you know? It's like,
and a lot of people's credit was negatively affected with the pandemic too. And like, that's just like really tough because landlords had it really rough too, where they, you know, had a lot of people not paying rent. So they were like, they increased their standards of what they wanted. And a lot of people were like, hey, I lost my job. Like, what was I supposed to do?
Yeah.
I still need a place to live. I'm still going to pay my rent. But like, yeah, my credit was affected. So it's, you know, it was a tricky situation. And so you just have to be careful with what you're willing to kind of like work with, because some of these owners are actually willing to get their places rented and some of them are a little bit more
difficult.
Some are
cool with them sitting on the market for a while. Yeah.
It's fair enough. No, this is all really good advice. For just say anyone that's out there, they want to find a home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend to them? You know, of course we're all different. I know it's not a one size fits all, but you've bought a home, you've helped many people find homes.
For sure. Yeah.
Maybe someone they want to buy a house, you know, or like a condo or something.
I would say firstly, like it, no, especially if you have tight people with you as a buyer and a seller both ways, but as a buyer for sure, just make sure that you have someone that's, you can trust on your side, you know? So if you have a friend,
if you have a friend, call us, we have people everywhere.
Exactly. That's true.
All over the US. All great referral it. Network.
That is very true. You know, but just have somebody you trust, you know, have them do the due diligence, let them know what you want. Let them know, you know, these are my five must-haves. And maybe you could sprinkle in, you know, a pool or something. That doesn't have to be, but if you could find something that has that, that's amazing, right? A little bonus stuff. But just be as upfront with people as possible. Definitely have representation, because as a buyer, if you're looking to buy a home and you see something listed, you might see an agent there, but that's the listing agent that is helping the seller, right? So they're not negotiating for you. So you walk into a house, and you think they're telling you all the right things for you, but they're not. They're telling you all the right things for the seller and what the seller wants, right? So to have that representation on your side as a buyer is crucial. I mean, I've seen people.
And you don't pay the buyer's agent. So you're right, literally getting free representation.
So for people who are looking to buy a house, that's a big thing that they don't realize. As a buyer, you don't pay the fee. So you're essentially getting free work. The listing agent, the seller pays the listing agent and the buyer's agent.
So they share the commission.
They share their commission. So there's no reason not to have representation as a buyer, especially in a market right now where you have to be super competitive to get a home. You know, you have to come in above ask a lot of times, and you have to have these different contingencies where you're waiving maybe an appraisal, right? Or an inspection. You know, there's things that you kind of have to do to be competitive with people who are now, especially all cash buyers. You have a lot of people who have come in, investors, that are just buying out spaces all cash. So how do you compete against that? You know, it's tough. So having an agent that can help you, I think, is the biggest thing for sure.
And also getting pre-approved first.
Yes.
Before you go out and look at places and fall in love with something that you may not be able to afford.
Right. You think, okay, well, I know what I make, so I think I could probably get, you know, a $300, $400,000 home, and you get a pre-approval and it's $250,000. So now you spent a month looking at these houses that you love, and now you can't get them, right? So it's like, that's a kick where you feel just, you feel deflated. And now every house you look at, you compare to that $400,000 home, and you're like, well, that's, you know, so pre-approval, definitely the biggest thing. Talk to a lender, see what you can actually pay for. You know, and you can look at different websites and stuff like that to look at houses. But especially for us, for Keller Williams, we have a great app that we have all of our clients download. And it gives you, has like geo tracking. And in real time, if you're driving on a neighborhood and you're like, I wonder what this house goes for, or I like this area, I wonder what they have in for sale, you can literally just track where you are. And it gives you a whole list of houses in that area. You know, that fit your criteria, which is amazing. That's so cool. That's kind of put us.
And that app is great because it works for all over the United States. So it actually has real-time MLS data that is being fed to it. So if you're like, I'm on vacation in Florida and I'm looking for a beach house and this is the area I want to be in, what do the houses go for here? Or I wonder if there's an open house. I'm here on the weekend. Let me just see if I can look. Like, you can pull up all that stuff directly through our app, even if you're in like a different state, which is really cool.
Yeah,
so
we'll
give you that info too if people are interested in downloading it. It's free. So like,
yeah, it's the Keller Williams app, but it's amazing. It's helped a ton of people. We tell everybody about it because that's such a great way to go about things. You know, you can look online, and if you type in like $300,000 home, that might have sold 6 months ago. You know what I mean? Like, you really need like a real time pulse on the market, especially now when things are a day or two on the market.
That's all some really good advice right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also I would say too, like, I think that there's a lot of like murmurings going around of, because things are so competitive, that people are really afraid that there's going to be a market crash. And so like, they are not wanting to buy right now. And I would say that we don't see that happening, especially like, you know, I mean, obviously every state is different, but between the ones that we are working, we definitely don't see that happening. The demand is way too high and the supply is just way too low. And especially with the fact that there's going to be more supply chain issues happening, like down the line that we're seeing, you know, coming, it's only going to make things worse. The lumber prices are still really high and new development houses are still very, very behind schedule.
The guy that we bought our house from was supposed to have their house ready in October. He said it probably won't be ready until July or August
of the next year.
It's such a pushback, you know, and it's, you know, it's.
And now, you know, we're kind of hearing that the interest rates might start ticking up again. And so people that are saying, oh, well, maybe I'll wait. Well, you know, even in a normal market that is not oversaturated, you expect that your house is going to gain about 5%. Equity, 5 to 10, depending on your market, every single year. And so that house that was, you know, $500,000 in a normal market is still going to be more expensive next year. It's still going to be worth more. But now if the interest rate goes from 3% to 4% or 3% to 5%, I mean, you're seeing like, you know, that is a significant amount of money. Now you just lost a whole lot of buying power.
Right. So you're like, well, I don't want to pay this much, but if you can save a lot with the interest rate being so low, that's what we took advantage of. You know, we were like, we locked in a super low rate. And even though we had to come aggressively and a little bit above what they were asking, we felt comfortable doing that because we knew in the long run, over a 30-year period, we're saving, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, maybe minimally upfront, it's a little bit more, but in the long run, with a lower interest rate, you're saving a ton of money. So before it gets to like 5 or 6%, I would say if anyone's interested, try and jump on that sooner rather than later, lock in that low rate.
Mm. Yep. It's worth paying a little bit more. I mean, we've already seen in the time that we've owned our house, our equity has already gone up by over $50,000 in less than six months. So, you know, things are definitely still going up, and like, you just don't normally see that kind of increase on your house. And so, you know, get in now, like while you can. I know people think, oh, but things are overpriced. They're not overpriced if somebody's paying for it. Yeah. So the market is determined by what someone is willing to pay for something.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people willing to pay a lot more for things now. So that's now what they're worth.
Yeah.
That's some really good advice. So you gave me some good business advice. Maybe you could share some couple advice. Clearly you're thriving in multiple ways. So in my relationship, we have a thing called TCU. It's called trust, communication, and understanding. So those are kind of like the building blocks of how we roll.
I like that. That trademarked, or can I borrow that?
No, it's open source. So we, you know, anyone can, it's helpful for us. So we want anyone to use it for their,
you know, that's too. Great. That is really great.
What about any advice you could share with us? I know you talked about communication, you talked about, you know, balance and stuff like that.
Yeah. Honesty.
Yep.
I think is a huge one for us. We're not afraid to tell each other what's on our mind. You know, if something's bothering us, you don't keep things inside. We're always forever just being honest and open and just sharing, right? You know, because that's, those things lead to resentment eventually, right? You harbor all these feelings in there, and then eventually you blow up, and it's not good for anybody, right? So we're very in tune with how each other are feeling. I think being with each other all the time, I think it's a good, you know, we can tell when a mood is up or a mood is down, and we can pretty much pinpoint why that's happening. So I think just honesty and trust, I think is probably the biggest thing. I think you touched on that too. I think having trust in your partner, that they're gonna have your back, that no matter what, you're their number one. It's the best feeling in the world. It really is.
Yeah, and I think like also just realizing, like learning your partner's like love languages, I think is a big one. We are obviously lucky because our number one love language is the same. So that would be quality time. And we both obviously thrive off that because we spend a lot of time together. So we definitely got lucky in that, but just like I think realizing that, oh, like he does this to show me love in this way, but like, this is how I want to be shown love, you know, like kind of talking about those things, that definitely like was good for us.
For sure.
Something else I was going to say. I don't remember.
Quality time. Yeah. I mean, just being upfront and honest with each other, I think is a huge thing. And just being okay with people's faults, right? Nobody's perfect. So if you have to love people in and out, everything that they do, right? And you know, there's some things that I'm sure I do that still bother her, but she's learned to love them, you know, and it turns cuter the more you love somebody, right? It turns less annoying and more cute when you're like, okay, well, that's like, you know, I like that about her. Like, you know,
I love it.
Just loving inside and out. And just,
I think something that we like learned early on that I think actually really helped, you know, I think this was like a maturity thing too, but just realizing that I think a lot of people go in being like, oh, like this is just who I am. Like I'll never change. Like love me for who I am. And I think that that's a lot of times not the right mentality to take, because we actually have a lot of like learning and growing to do. And I think that we have both actually been open to that and learning, okay, these are things I need to work on. Like I'm not a perfect person. And just because that's who I am doesn't mean it's necessarily like
correct.
the best way to be. And right. I think that us being willing to say, oh, that is something that I need to work on, or that is something. And just now looking back at our relationship, seeing how much we've actually grown in those areas that we first originally were like, this is something that you probably need to work on, or this is something I need to work on. Like now looking back at it, wow, it's like night and day. And you don't see those changes happen overnight, but just being aware.
I have my guys in New York and they'll say, you know, and I met Brittany when I was 30. A lot of people think, okay, well, I've lived this life 30 years. Like I know what I know and I know what I don't know. And that's it, right? What you see is what you get. And I have friends that'll still reach out to me, like close friends that know me since, you know, kind of where you were 20, 30 years, essentially. And they're like, you're such a better person than you were 6 years ago. They're like, we loved you for who you were, but to see the transformation in just 6 years, you know, they're always inspired and you know, they're always having kind things to say. And just nice to see that people pick up on that. And yeah, obviously all due to her. She's
no.
she's changed me for the better for sure.
I mean, also like beautiful. We both are like, we're both Christian. And so like, that's also a big part of like our, like a foundation of our relationship too, mm-hmm. is just like our love for Christ and like being able to realize that, you know, there's like a God who loves us more than we love each other. And that's like a crazy thing, but kind of being able to like build our relationship from that place too, I think huge. Has also yeah, just like changed us a lot. And I know that may not be everybody's thing, but that was, you know, that was a big thing for us.
I mean, I always say it, my parents say it, this girl saved me. You know, I was in a super dark place. And I'll just always forever be grateful. And just, I mean, I love her more and more every single day. There's every day it goes by and I'm like, there's something new that I'm like, wow, I love that about you. Or, you know, it's just amazing. It's such a great feeling. And I love our love. I love where we are. And every day is fun. Every day is,
it's
a new journey. Yeah. I would say that's a huge thing. We make sure that we laugh all day, every day, you know, like we're serious, but like, we like to have fun.
And realizing that like, the little dumb stuff that like you fight about, like, I mean, everybody fights about stuff, but like nothing is like world ending. Like, you know, I think people get like so worked up in like these things that's just like, oh, it's world ending. And it's like, I couldn't think of anything that would be world ending for us.
I think people look at problems sometimes as if they're the only one that has that problem, you know? And I think that's where you get into those dark places where you're like, why me? Why this? And then if you really thought about it, you're like, well, there's millions of other people that have the same problem, right? So like, you're not alone, you know what I mean? Like you have that, you know, you have a lot of people that have that same feeling, you know? So I think letting things slide off way easier has been a big thing, especially for me. I held grudges and I wasn't a good fighter. You know, I was not like, I would say mean things, you know, and then I met Brittany and I'm like, she talked me through how grown-ups are supposed to act, essentially, you know? And I was like, oh, okay, well, I love this girl so much. Like, I don't want to say anything nasty or so, you know, even our arguments, they maybe last 20 minutes. We don't go to sleep angry. That's a huge thing. I know it's a cliche, but it's really important for us to go to sleep happy with each other, you know, to leave the house. I'll never storm out of the house if I'm mad, because you don't know what's going to happen, right? And you're always going to regret something. God forbid something happens, right?
Yeah.
That's a huge thing for us, is don't go to bed angry. And just talk through every problem. You have a partner. You have a lifelong partner that has your back, first and foremost. You know, and you have to trust
that they have your... like, you don't always have to be right. Because, like, I always want to be right about everything. and sometimes there's just some battles that you just don't need to win, you know? Like, it's okay to, like, have some stuff where you're just wrong. Like,
yes. Yeah, that's a big one.
Those are some gems.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, man. I like that. Was it TCU?
Yeah. Trust, communication, understanding.
You gotta make a shirt with that. I'll pop.
I actually had a poster, well, like a canvas design. So I should flip it into. I didn't know how public to make the thing. You know?
Like,
We don't even really post photos of each other, but I could definitely make you a custom.
I appreciate that, man. I love all your stuff. I mean, I got to get a Staten Island hat. There's a lot of stuff I have to represent. I got my Staten Island shirt on. Obviously.
I love it. Rich, I've always just seen, you know, you grow and over the last few years. And as I said, I've always remember, I was like, I know I was going to smile today during this interview because it's always just been laughs and smiles. Sure. But it's really just awesome to see, you know, and hear the story of, you know, the formation of the smile and how it's evolved and how it kind of paused and how it grew to new lengths. And it's just so nice to meet you, Brittany, and really hear your story together with each other. And I'm really inspired just, you know, hearing about everything you're doing together, you know, all the seeds you're planting together and the amazing things that are in the future too. There's so much to look forward to. So I'm really inspired by both your stories.
I appreciate it. And we're very grateful for you having us. And
yeah, definitely.
And you're an inspiration yourself, man. Like, and that's, I've watched you for years now doing your thing. And I'm like, man, this guy's got it, you know, he just, and it's just super inspiring. So I appreciate you seeing that from us and having us on.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's been awesome. It's been a great time for sure.
So for anyone that wants to, you know, follow your journeys, even maybe get more info about, you know, maybe they want to get a home or maybe they're in Georgia and they don't know what to do, but they know you're the people to go to.
Yeah.
How could people find you, the websites or social medias?
Yeah. So we've got our Instagram here is at Closing with Columbo. And then
all O's, that's Closing _ with _ Columbo, Columbo, like the crime family.
We also have a Facebook page that goes under the same
name.
And then our page here for like real estate, that if you're actually like searching and you want to look like for homes on the MLS and all of that stuff, would be findmynorthatlantahomes.com. And we'll like link all of that stuff. And then if you're looking in New York, we've got our website there is www.moveskyward.com. In both places, we're with Keller Williams. That's our brokerage. So obviously if you are looking even elsewhere, not in Georgia or New York, like we have a huge referral business with Keller Williams. Like I said, my parents are in Colorado. Like, you know, we've got people like all over the place. So,
which is really nice. And then we have the Keller Williams app. So people can reach out to us on the Closing with Columbo on Instagram or on Facebook. If they want to connect through the Keller Williams app, we can send them a QR code. They sign right up for free.
Or a text link too.
Or text, yeah, whatever's easier. And they get this real-time home, which is exciting. It's just fun. Even if you're not even looking to buy, you're like, maybe I'll buy in 2 years.
Yeah,
just fun to look at what other people do with their house, you know? Yeah. it's a fun thing to do. Yeah, so that's probably the best way to reach us.
Yeah, I'll pull up the Instagram real quick, just so people, if they're on the video side of things, here it is.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Nice. That looks clean.
You can compliment yourself.
So yeah, make sure to connect with my people. They're doing amazing things. And in New York, Georgia, and who knows where else, you know, the world is your oyster.
I appreciate it very much.
You know, and Brittany, once again, it was just really awesome to really hear, you know, and really see why this guy's smiling so much. You know, you're really a motivational person, and I'm so happy to see, you know, how happy you make my friend here. And
Thank you.
To become your friend as well.
Yes, and absolutely.
I'm really proud of you both, and I congrats again on the home.
Thank you so
and
much.
All the huge moves and everything, and the many blessings on the way.
I appreciate that very much. So yeah, we're excited.
Yep.
And everyone out there, make sure once again to connect with my people. If you're looking for, you know, any information, you're looking to buy, you know, a home, Georgia, New York. And, you know, soon to probably be like Saturn or something. anything's possible with you both.
Yes, absolutely. We love that mentality.
I love it.
And thank you for sharing all the gems in business and in relationships. And you're always both welcome back. And we're gonna have to play some ball next time I come to Georgia.
Yes.
Absolutely, man. I'm getting my next logo spray painted on the basketball court. So a ball out. Give me like a couple months of practice.
I'm super rusty too, so I'm right. You at least got a hoop.
I feel like you said you were rusty 15 years ago when we played.
If we're playing NBA 2K, I'm pretty, I'm on fire. But if it's
nice.
But I gotta step it up a little bit. But yeah. So, you know, once again, you're always welcome back. And everyone out there, make sure, you know, we've been dreaming for the evening, but it doesn't stop here. Make sure to, you know, make your goals a reality. Listen to the pod. There's people just like Brittany and Rich that are, you know, waking up every day and they're living their dreams and they're making them a reality. And we have amazing guests every other week on the show. So listen to their stories, and it's amazing to just hear these stories. So, and guys, once again, thank you.
Thank you for having
us.
What you're doing is very special. And I think it's going to show a lot of people that they can do anything they want to do, you know, especially like you look at me 30 years, paycheck to paycheck, and how it's crazy. It's 6 years, how much of a difference it's been.
Yeah. It's, and I can't even, you know, 6 months ago, you know, you even said 6 years ago, you started together and with what you're doing, we got to check back in. I always do this with my guests. Like, hey, let's check back in and like,
absolutely
10 years and like,
oh my gosh,
and just see how that goes. Of course you'll be on the show before that, but
I'll be in a villa in Spain. That's
10 years old. Oh, yeah.
I love it. And I see it happening.
Back to, for sure.
So thank you all for tuning in. Until next time, don't stop dreaming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, bro.